welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the fourth week in Ordinary Time, and from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Reach Out and Touch Him.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered round him, and he was by the lake. One of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." And Jesus went with him. And again a large crowd followed and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians, had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. The woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where to start with this beautiful, painful story, packed with deep thoughts and emotions? Jesus is out and about, fulfilling God's mission of preaching and healing. Once more, we see he has crossed in the boat to the other side, where a large crowd awaits. An official named Jairus has pleaded with him to come and heal his daughter who is dying. Yet, as so often happens, Jesus is interrupted by what seems a greater need. And as always, he is present to this moment, this person, this woman. Can we begin to imagine her pain? Possibly only if we have been in touch with our own physical sufferings. She has suffered for 12 years, endured the treatment of many physicians, spent all her money, and is now feeling worse. Let us be present to her suffering. Her only hope now is that she has heard about a man, Jesus. She approaches him from the crowd. Listen to her plea. "If only I could but touch his clothes, I will be made well." If only, I will. Immediately she felt in her body that she was made well. The bleeding had stopped after 12 years. Now look at Jesus. He turns round to see and asks, "Who touched my clothes?" Come on, Jesus. See the crowd. How can you say, "Who touched me?" Back into the woman's sandals. In fear and trembling, she falls at the feet of Jesus and tells him the whole truth, her whole story. Such bravery and courage in public, driven by gratitude and fear. Listen to the words of Jesus one more time. daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed. This unnamed woman, you, me, has taken the initiative, interrupted the official. Her situation, my situation, your situation, desperate. Her faith drives her as she experiences an inner call to reach out and touch this man, Jesus. Does it seem too easy? Too simple? Not really, when we consider how pain and suffering can close us in on self, and we can lose all sense of life and energy. Who do I need? Who do I want to touch to find true life and healing? Loving God, as we become more aware of our own pain and suffering, especially by witnessing the lives of those torn apart through war and bloodshed, touch our hearts that we may reach out to those suffering and experience the power of your healing love. Amen.